Clanksby Hill. We had a very long, made Norwegian-style sledging.
No, not that.
We battled down, we hit what must have
been. Go and find her.
Where are you going, Master? For a drink.
Okay, you guys want anything else?
Three bus beers and some ginger and lime, please.
Six shots of giggle water.
Pete, Earl Grey, hot.
This snake juice is basically rat poison.
Spent my whole life right here in Lackawanna County.
The drink, I like it.
Do you remember that one time that Tom did a wild trip to America and then went to Bermuda and then went to Jamaica? Ooh, I want to take it. And, no? Okay, never mind.
I got you.
Oh, no, wait a second. Wait a second.
Quinces.
We're playing into William's trap right now. This is exactly what he wanted. We're discussing Harry Potter.
It is horcrux.
Unprovoked.
It's all horcrux. It's horcrux.
What the horror's wrong with what the crux is wrong with you? I don't know. I'm gonna have to edit that one, I think. I don't think that was legal in England. All right. So since we have been broken by William, I think it's only right. William, what devious plan do you have prepared for us this evening?
It's only right that we lighten the mood and we play another game.
Another game?
Two games? Yes.
I love games. Games are not L. Games are
love games.
Yes.
But this is a game with real people and it's not a video game. So I don't know how much you would like it.
I'm kind of offended by that, actually, a little bit. Like, here's here. Allie actually plays more video games than I do. Like, it's a miracle when Dallas and I get to hop
what
on.
What a nerd.
Yeah, Allie, you nerd. Can't wait for her to hear this and hear Dallas call her that.
So this a game I think has just been, it's lived in me for a while, and it's just now decided to make its grand debut.
We're playing Cancer the Game? This is horrible, William.
I thought it was a poop game.
It's gonna get real dark.
Was there a line somewhere? I may have crossed it.
The line was here, and I thought I crossed the line just then.
Yeah.
The corner of the board is actually a mirror where you stare at yourself and wonder if you're going to see your next birthday.
Existential crisis, the game.
And then it's if you roll doubles, then you vomit every day for a week.
No,
I've been rolling doubles for a long time.
Let me rephrase it. Something living inside you. The first male pregnancy, the game. Is that better?
I'm giving birth to this
tapeworm,
game. Yes.
Tapeworm, the game. Is that what?
I've had those before.
Alien parasites.
You've had tapeworms too? How many things is off topic? Or off,
I think
off,
we need to have a whole episode about your tapeworms, because I would like to know more.
Well, one time I got a tapeworm, and that was after cancer round 4, and then I got another parasite, but...
William's body is held up together with duct tape and command hooks.
The level of strength that I aspire to have
is
command hooks and duct tape. So that's
right.
You're doing way better than like 90% of the world's population. Good job.
So I have given birth to a game that plays into my own expertise and plays into the general nerd level of this entire podcast. And I could not be more excited about it because tonight we are playing Where's
That Pokemon? It's where this game came out of. Where that tape.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so my first answer is the San Francisco pricks. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
so this one, I am going to give you four names, one of which will be a Pokemon. The other three are drugs.
What's the difference?
Right?
Encapsulated in a small pill ball released to attack other monsters. Oh my gosh, it's chemo. I was right.
Chemo makes an appearance in this game.
Shut up. Cancer the game. I got it. 10 points to Gryffindor.
These are actually the drugs that the writers of Pokemon were on to be able to script episodes.
Depending on nice. Which way you go with the drugs, I'll either know a lot about this or not a lot. Charizard, hey, Black Tar, like, oh. or...
Black Tar what, Dallas?
Heroine.
Oh. Black Tar.
So fancy. So the premise is really simple. There are 10 rounds, 4 names, 3 are drugs, 1 is a Pokemon. You just have to find, where's that Pokemon? And then I have another one for a tiebreaker, just in case we need it.
Before we go on, I just started looking through the messages because I got a message, William, and it looks absurd. It looks like William has actually been on a drug-fueled bender. Sports, Star Wars, wars, sports, 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 Star Wars, 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 Star Wars, sports, sports, sports. Like... I can't stop laughing over here. It just looks so funny.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at my brother's Gilderoy Lockhart R.L. Stein book cover for Voyages with Vampires, and I'm like, what drugs were you on when you made this?
Right?
We get to that in question number 7.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Maybe.
As someone who has never played Pokemans or done many drugs, recreational or prescribed. I think I am, how you say...
Psyduck. Psyduck.
So, see? Duck quack! Yeah, you're welcome, Cody. I did it just for
listen,
you.
Listen, no, listen. I let out the last game that we played. I know nothing of the extended Star Wars universe, and I know nothing about sports, and somehow... I won that one. Okay, round number 1. Here are your names. Omakar.
Oh my gosh.
Omneris. Omidria. Or Omanyte.
I think Omidria is the probiotic that, what's her name from Freaky Friday is part of. Omniptria.
That's a
Jamie Lee Curtis, right? Yeah,
she's very regular.
Omicron. That was the it variant.
Oh, do we have to send you what we think? Very different. How you spell this? Or what are we just ABC?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Omanyte, Omakor, Omneris, or Omidria. Where's that Pokemon?
Not in my brain. That's where it's not.
Omneris. Today.
Yeah, exactly.
If you or a loved one has been affected by Omneris.
Well, maybe I wasn't as devious as I thought. You all three are in unanimous agreement for Omanyte.
Really?
Which is correct.
Shut up.
Wow. Omanyte is a rock and water type Pokemon from the that has been resurrected from a Helix fossil and evolves into Omastar. At level 40, and I will I have pictures that I will drop them in the chat so that you can see.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were circumcised.
I recognize that one.
Is Omanyte, and I thought you would get that one, Cody, because it's from Generation 1.
Okay, okay. Because you told me that all the questions are from Generation 4.
Well, I had to put a couple, like, gimmies. In there, if you give me, well, apparently it was because you all got it right. So everybody is on the board with 1 point.
Yes.
Okay. Round 2. Sinestin, Seadax, Cessia, or Celebi. Which one is a Pokemon?
If your Sinestra lasts longer than 4 hours,
wait. I'm second guessing. No, you know what? I'm sticking with it because it's a shot in the dark, one way or another.
Well, you and Dallas both said Seadax, which is incorrect.
Oh, man.
That is the brand name of ceftibuten, which is a cephalosporin antibiotic.
Because I know what that means it does.
Yeah, exactly. And Cody got it right with Celebi, which is a psychic grass type.
That was my second guess.
Mystical Pokemon.
Are Dallas and I on a brain mind meld right now? This is great.
Okay.
We didn't get it right, but we're wrong together.
The other options, Cessia is an oral contraceptive, and Senestin is a synthetic estrogen for hormone replacement.
Oh. I don't know why I said that.
Ooh.
Naturally.
Yes, let me ask my doctor about it. Okay, round three. Orbivan, Vanix, Avian, or Carvana?
I'm not stupid. That's the company that went bankrupt for selling too many cars. How that works, I don't know.
Orbivan, Vanix, Avian, or Carvana? I love the spellings on these. Dallas and Alex, once again, I'm assuming, by the way these are spelled, said the same thing. They both said Avian, which is actually an oral contraceptive. So that is incorrect. Vanix is a combination medication used to treat colds and flu, consisting of chloramphenicol, phenylephrine, and hydrocodone.
Nice. Good stuff.
Orbivan is a medicine used to treat headaches, and Carvana is a water dark type Pokemon that evolves into Sharpedo when it gets to level 30. Yes.
Did they name the car company after the Pokemon?
No. This one has an H, which makes it so very different.
I just recently caught that one in my playthrough Pokemon Sapphire.
Of course you did. Dallas, did you play Pokemon?
I played up to Gold, and then once they started adding extras, I quit.
On the Game Boy?
God said that Pokemon is bad because evolution isn't real, and so my parents said the same thing. Yep. I think that was in the Book of Opinions.
Yes. Ah, loved that game.
Although the interest for it did not exist either, so I don't know. They were like, drat, he doesn't want to play the evolution game. Moving on.
I had my moments where I was just a rabid fanboy. I will lovingly go back and play the games that I played as a kid. But if you go back and watch the cartoon, it has not aged well.
I have seen some of the English dubbing, and it's hilarious. The original with a direct translation versus the American version, and you're like, who was the script doctor for this? Because that's not even remotely close.
So I took this picture today because my daughter has discovered Pokemon, the show.
Oh, no.
Nice.
And she's I don't know if we're at obsession level yet, but it's all she's asked to watch for 2 days straight. So
oh no,
here we go. Okay, guys, round four.
Ooh, doing so good.
Vibagron, Vyroptic, Vibrava, or Vitrace? Is it Vibagron, Vyroptic, Vitrace, or Vibrava? Well, so you each have picked something different this time, which is interesting. So I'll start with the one that it isn't and that nobody picked. Vibagron, the brand is Gymtesa, and it is actually used to treat overactive bladders. Dallas, you picked Vyroptic, which is a topical drop that is used to treat viral eye infections.
So that is incorrect. Like, is that also still a Pokemon?
Is that still a Pokemon? Cody, you picked Vitrace, which is an injection that is used to treat dehydration. And Alex, you picked Vibrava, which is a ground dragon type Pokemon that evolves into Trapinch, at level 35 and Flygon at level 45.
I don't know. I think it actually, it's the other way around. In that, no, I have no idea.
Oh, some of these, like I was reading through the list of Pokemon, and there are some that were actually both.
What?
Really?
Somebody
please tell me you didn't do that to me.
No, I didn't. I didn't do that. I only picked one that was one way or the other, but like, wow, it's the same sort of bender that you go on to name Pokemon as it is to name drugs.
Looking at Vibrava, though, this looks like a kind of like fly that fly fishermen would tie. Like, yep. Legitimately, like the bug body and then the bright green tassels. That.
Okay, round five.
No one cared about that at all. They were just like,
I don't know. I'm not
fishing.
Super into fly fishing, but if that's your jam, dude, you go for it.
You do it.
Okay.
Okay, round five. Ropinirole. Vexol. Absol. Or Abstrol.
Shut up.
Is it Ropinirole, Vexol, Absol, or Abstrol?
I'm starting to think the writers of Pokemon had doctors on retainer.
Right? They were just panicking, and they're like, I don't know, and they just picked up a pill bottle, and they're like,
This seems fine. This is fine.
Morphins.
I mean, how many names can you come up with? There's over a thousand of them now.
Hydrocodrops. I don't know.
Well, why don't we try Hydrocodone? Oh, no! That's killing too many.
Oh. Okay, anyway. So.
I choose you, Purdue.
Oh.
We're so getting banned by somebody.
Cody and Dallas actually submitted the same answer.
Did we spell it similarly?
Yes. You did. Yes. So, Ropinirole is a medication that is used to treat restless legs.
That sounds familiar, because I'm constantly bouncing, and I think Allie told me I need that one.
You'd be on a Requip is the brand name for that one. Vexol are eye drops that contain a topical steroid for inflammation.
What is going on with our eyeballs and needing drops tonight?
Right? There's a lot of eye drops.
I love this.
Abstrol is the brand name for fentanyl.
Hey! I've had that one.
Right, it's pretty good. And Absol is a dark type Pokemon that was introduced in Generation 3.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you lied to me. You said all these questions were Gen 4 on.
Well, I assumed that
you
they
got
were.
A head start, Cody, by playing the games. So you can.
This one.
I bumped my fists together. I didn't actually flip them off, listeners.
Was... That was earlier. Whenever we.
Cody, you got a head start, okay? You've played the games. I'm at a loss entirely, so I don't
want to
hear.
This game has made me want to get back into Pokemon and also drugs.
And get often back at the same time.
I want to really get into eye drops and Pokemon Sapphire.
Fun fact, this game I'm holding up, Pokemon Silver, can no longer be played. Because the clock battery inside of it has
we can
died.
Fix that.
And therefore it can no longer keep time. And so when you turn it off, it resets back to the beginning of the game.
There's a battery inside the game?
Yes.
What?
Yes. So that's how they were able to you can like set a time and like you can play it in real time.
Oh, I guess that does make sense.
We can fix it though.
And that battery
it's a fix.
Yeah, there's a whole modding community to replace the batteries in these games.
Wow. I remember when we were younger, you sincerely thought that if you cut the Game Boy Connect cable that you could connect two Game Boys together during a Pokemon transfer that you could get the Pokemon out.
You tried to do of the game. On a string trick, but with Pokemon.
or wait, or was he trying to do the cut the cable and then it's like, aha, I got him. I found him in real life. Here he is. Wave it over your head.
Here's a
which,
real Pikachu.
Which one was it, William? Was it quarter on the string?
I was hoping for a Pikachu to come out.
No, it was maybe a real Pokemon. Will actually.
I was 8 years old when this game came out. Okay.
and to be fair, they shrink down into the Pokeball. So
right?
Yeah. I mean, logic would hold that they could shrink down into the cable.
They're already electricity, anyways. So.
All right, round six. Geodon. Gabapal, Gastrodon, or Gavilax?
They both sound, they all four sound like Pokemon or drug middle-aged.
I think I've heard of some of these. For real, for real.
You said Gabapentin? Gabapentin was one?
Gabapal.
What was the first one?
Geodon, Gabapal, Gastrodon, or Gavilax? The answers have been locked in. We'll start with the ones that nobody picked. Gabapal, Alex, is the topical form of gabapentin.
Really?
That is used for pain and itch relief.
Nice.
Gavilax is a laxative that is used to treat constipation.
What is that to? I'm so full of crap, I probably need that one.
Dallas, Gastrodon is correct. Yay! It is a water and ground type Pokemon that was introduced in Gen 4. And Geodon is an atypical antipsychotic.
I knew that one.
Used to treat bipolar.
What? I knew that one.
You knew that
I
one?
I did know that one.
I did. The gastro part of Gastrodon was throwing me off. I was like, oh, that has to deal with gastrointestinal stuff. And then it did not have anything to do with that.
Right?
Well, I was thinking it was related to Ghastly, the one of the ghost Pokemon that exist.
Or Geo. Yeah.
Geodude.
There is a Geode.
Yeah. Geodude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I went for Geodon.
I'm glad you guys had some educated guess, because mine was a guess.
Thanks, Groove Home.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You would have had to have administered Geodon at some point. Round seven.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
I don't know. That's I was like, well, it might need to be cut out. I don't know. I think statute
edit,
of limitations.
Edit. Oh, wait, can you give us your world-famous edit marker?
Oh, man, I forget which one it is now.
Squaw!
Oh, yeah. I was going to do a different sound. Squaw!
Marvelous.
Please put that in the outro.
William, is this going how you hoped it would? Because I'm loving this, because I have no idea. Is this how much chaos you hoped would occur?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and these, if I did not know what I knew, the similarities between Pokemon names and drugs is is uncanny.
Well, knowing what I don't know, I concur, Doctor.
Right? Okay, round seven. Cobol. Combegon. Cobalion. Or Comfrey. Is it Cobol, Combegon, Cobalion, or Comfrey?
Holy right.
Excuse me, Butler Comfrey is at the door. He would like to offer you tea and crumpets.
I immediately did not remember any of them, so I wrote down a one that wasn't even one you said the first time.
I think Cobol is also the organization in Inception who hires our main character.
Chris Nolan, big Pokemon
fan.
He's
a drug fan.
That's what I went with for my guess.
Well, Comfrey, the very, very fancy sounding one, is actually an herbal supplement that is used for minor aches and pains.
That's not a real medicine.
Combegon. Oh.
You just
again,
upset
with the
half
eye drops.
Of the homeschool moms. Careful.
Combigan, another eye drop, reduces intraocular pressure for patients with glaucoma.
So many eye drops.
Right. Cobol is the answer that all three of you picked.
Really?
And it is a medicine used to treat long-lasting chronic nerve damage from type 2 diabetes. Cobalion is diabetes. A dual-type steel-slash-fighting legendary Pokemon that was introduced in Generation 5.
All right, then.
And how many of these were Horcruxes again? I forget which ones.
All of them.
All of them? Okay.
That one of Dallas's Horcruxes is the Geodon he administered.
It's true. He'll never find it now.
Maybe the real antipsychotic medication was the friends we made inside our own heads.
Did you take the syringe when you were done and toss it into Triplet Creek?
Oh, yeah.
So that everybody's like, ah!
Yeah.
No one goes near
it's
it.
It's a communal creek where everybody goes to get new needles from.
So... So this is basically if the San Francisco Pricks plays it, right?
Yeah. It's a water polo team from Triple Creek.
I take it doesn't have a very good safety record.
No.
As a creek
we went
goes.
Waiting there once no, and we found just a, like, we're like, oh, look, a fish. And we went to grab it and it just floated away because it was dead. It's good times.
Okay, round 8.
I'm so excited.
Lunesta, Lutera, Lunala, or Lustra? Which one of these? Where's that Pokemon?
Same again, because I don't think I remembered any of those.
Lunesta.
Okay.
Lutera, okay. Lunala, or Lustra?
I don't know what this drug does, but I do know one of these is a drug.
I think I've heard the commercial for one of these before.
Yeah, it was like,
yeah.
But what's sad is that we probably saw it at like Nick at Night, and it's like, wait a second. Why are they advertising old people drugs on Nick at Night? Like,
right. That's the one with the glowing butterfly that comes in and lands on the
pillow. Oh, so Lunesta is in fact. Okay, we all know this one. Yeah. Okay,
that is
good.
That is a sedative hypnotic that is used in insomnia.
Thanks, television.
Group homes.
Also advertised during Pokemon.
Probably. Cody, you said Lustra, which is a topical cream used in the treatment of UV-induced dyschromia or skin discoloration.
Hmm.
I do not know my Pokemon as well.
No, apparently not. Dallas, you said Lutera. No, wait, Alex. Alex had said Lustra as well. Dallas,
I was hoping that my answer was misspelled just enough that you were like, that's the correct answer. I'd be like, yep, that's the one. That's definitely
Dallas,
what I wrote.
You said Lutera, which is an oral contraceptive. The actual Pokemon is Lunala, which is a psychic/ghost/legendary Pokemon that was introduced in Generation 7.
Which,
Lunala,
if taken orally,
some Lunestra, and now Lunala.
Right?
Lunala took some Lunestra, and now she's feeling the love tonight with Lucimba.
I was going to say Lysergic
acid. I'm pretty
acid,
sure you just...
That wasn't a choice.
I'm pretty sure if you read off the phrase, did you know Lunala is a psychic/ghost/legendary Pokemon introduced in Gen 7? That's enough of a contraceptive. Just saying that phrase.
This is why Disney should have never had control of Star Wars. Dang it. Everything with that answer was wrong.
Actually, at one point, Disney had control of Pokemon.
Really?
What?
Tangent time. Go on.
They did. At one point, for about 5 years there, the new versions of the show was on Disney XD.
Hmm.
They were the cable home for Pokemon for about 7 years.
Really? Okay.
Yep. Yep, they are now currently on Netflix. But may I tell a quick story?
Absolutely, you can.
Please.
So, I was an intern in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill in 2016 The year that Pokemon Go came out. Pokemon Go was like the one video game I think Nintendo was apologizing to the universe for causing all of our kids to stay inside for most of their childhood by creating a game that requires you to walk outside.
Did you also know that starting in 2016, encounters and bites from venomous snakes skyrocketed? And it has a direct correlation, not causation, but direct correlation with the release of Pokemon Go, because more people were getting out into the woods and wilderness where venomous snakes were. So.
And, well, in the basement of the U.S. Capitol, I didn't play it very much because it was early on in the tenure and my phone was crap at that point. I had an iPhone 5C.
Oh, yeah.
Which had a battery life of about 20 minutes.
Brand new, it had a battery life. Of
brand new,
it
had about. And so,
no comment.
But I was like,
no comment. Holding biting my tongue. No comment. I kid.
That was the phone that my father walked in and said, "Give me the cheapest smartphone you
gotcha.
Have."
Right.
And it was the iPhone 5C. So I went down. I went downstairs to the basement of the U.S. Capitol, and I caught a Doduo. And in Pokemon Go on Capitol Hill, about a week later.
I think
later,
catching a Doduo in the basement of the Capitol is actually an impeachable offense. Did you report that to security?
Or the Centers for Disease Control, maybe?
Actually, a little known fact, the Mewtwo was in the Senate, was on the floor of the U.S. Senate, and we were not allowed to have our phones when we were there. So we're pretty sure only Bernie Sanders
played. Did Bernie Sanders play Pokemon Go?
He's hip with the kids. Who knows?
I 100% would not be surprised if Bernie Sanders actually played Pokemon Go. That seems
I'm
right
on brand
for him. Once
again asking you to let me catch Mewtwo on the floor.
So that I could distribute him into a bunch
to
of worthless
to a socialist,
pages.
I will share Mewtwo with everybody. The rich control too many Pokemans.
1 week later, so there was an inside joke in law school.
It's almost as bad as the Hillary Clinton Pokemon go to the polls.
1 week later, so it was an inside joke in law school that Delaware is in fact not a real state. It is a corporate conspiracy as a secret tax haven, because every Fortune 500 company is incorporated in the state of Delaware. So I went to, whenever I was an intern at Washington, D.C., I found out I was only like 40 miles away from the state of Delaware, quote unquote. So I was like, I'm going to go and disprove and prove once and for all that Delaware is in fact real. And I get there to Delaware.
Those are aggressive air quotes. They're coming.
To Delaware, the totally real state. And I was at the Delaware State Capitol at 11:30 at night, because apparently that's what you do in Delaware, because it is totally a real place. And 250 people were out on the Capitol grounds at 11:30 at night playing Pokemon Go. I turned around and left the state going, this is not a real place. This isn't real. These are actors covering for all the corporations.
Ching, ching. And at this moment, after Cody exposed Delaware's falsehood, he was never heard from again. Follow next week for news at 11 to hear what happened to Mr. Murphy. Ching, ching.
I downloaded.
Guys, I miss Cody after that corporate sniper took him out. I mean, I'm not questioning at all the CIA.
I downloaded Pokemon Go at a training in a hotel, and as soon as I found out that I had to leave the room, I was like, I don't think so, game. You're not going to end up walking and deleted it.
But that is about as much Pokemon Go experience as I had, because my phone was crap and like I would have gotten 30 minutes worth of playtime a day in the middle of Washington, D.C. That seems like a bad idea.
I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Did anyone play Harry Potter Wizards Unite?
Yes. Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, there was
also a Google walking game, too. I can't remember it for the life of me what it was called, but it was like this war over... It was basically... if you took the game Watch Dogs, which is all about people like banding together to like fight off like internet terrorism.
Isn't that the game that like spawned all of these other ones?
Like the original Google one? I think so.
I played that one. It was like a minute.
Yeah, but you basically walked around and only collected like blue cubes. And at first it was like, oh, is it geocaching? Oh, it's a game? And so But then I played the Harry Potter one. It was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed it. I feel like it was a missed opportunity not to make it branded. Well, I know that
Fantastic Beasts would have been so cool.
Yeah.
Where you go around finding beasts in different scenarios, but having it be the calamity. There's a reason why HBO is going to a Harry Potter show.
Yeah.
Because that name has weight to it. And I'm hoping that they use it to branch out into other things. And kind of revive the expanded universe.
What is it that's doing it? Was it, you said HBO? I've never heard of them. I've heard of Max. I've never heard of this.
Oh, yeah.
That name doesn't ring a bell with me.
Hey, yeah.
It's not a very well-known one. Are they niche? Pretty small?
This little thing. They've had a couple shows that have kind of flown under the radar.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't know about it.
Interesting. Game of Chair? Is that what that was?
That sounds right. The first of them. That one rings a bell. All right. We have derailed William. Are we on?
No, we derailed it right back to Harry Potter. So I was going to let it go as long as we possibly could. Oh gosh, what round are we on?
Round nine.
We are on round nine.
Out of 47.
actually out of 11.
Ooh.
I was going to do 10 rounds, and if we needed a tiebreaker, I had a tiebreaker.
I don't think we're going to be close.
Now, Alex, you and Dallas are tied.
Really?
Yeah,
boy.
So, here's round number nine. Primadone, Primarin, Euprima, or Primarina?
Oh, my goodness.
Is it Primadone, Primarin, Euprima, or Primarina?
Hi, I'm Jamie Lee Curtis, here to talk about Primarina.
It's a dog food.
Are you on the ballet stage?
By Nestle.
Answers are locked in. And gentlemen, you are all in unanimous agreement. And this time, you are all correct.
Yes.
What? Dallas and I are tied for last still.
Primarina is a water fairy type Pokemon that was introduced in Gen 7. And for your own edification, Primarin is an estrogen cream that's used to treat hot flashes.
Hmm.
Euprima is an erectile dysfunction drug. And Primadone is an anticonvulsant.
Wow. I'm assuming you probably shouldn't take all three of those at the same time.
You are correct, sir.
Yes. My body is so confused
right
now.
Boner right now.
Well, if you take all three, you evolve into a Primarina.
Yes.
There's a couple layers to that that we're not going to unpack or touch.
Nope.
Nope.
Cody, you got to warn us next time when we're right, okay? That way Dallas and I can start coming back in the rank.
I didn't know that was one. I just apparently know Pokemon etymology pretty well.
You're like,
I thought that one was going to be...
Euprexel. That sounds like
relatively
something marketing.
Easy because it had Marina in it, and there's a water type's a big class, but... Oh man, that evolution, Cody. Oh man. Okay, round 10. And Dallas, I think you may actually be familiar with one of these.
Oh, man. Mookie Betts, is he a Pokemon or a sports player?
I got it. Meg Ace, Colace, Cinder Ace, or Daisy? Is it Meg Ace, Colace, Cinder Ace, or Daisy?
One of these sounds like a drug I feel like I've heard Allie talk about, but I don't know. I feel like my mind is now imposing like pseudo medical knowledge on, and it's like, yeah, that's definitely a drug, but that doesn't help me find the Pokemon.
Right? Dallas and Alex have submitted the same answer.
Ooh.
Cody has submitted a different answer. The other two that were not picked, Meg Ace is a progestin analog that is used to treat loss of appetite and to help with weight gain.
And to tell Meg to shut up.
That was a
Colace
good one.
Colace is a stool softener.
I knew that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
I knew you would know that one.
That was my answer.
That was your answer. Yeah, because he followed that up with saying, I have my Colace card.
Come on, Dallas. Did we get it? Did we get a point?
Day C is an oral contraceptive. Ooh. And yes! Cinder Ace is a fire type Pokemon that was introduced in Generation 8.
Nice.
Ascent in
Colace
the
will I'm spawn so a new trio if you take it long enough. I know that for a fact.
That's not a Cinderace. That's Star Fox. I've played Nintendo games. Also, I just saw our last one, Primarina. That is a disturbing character design.
That looks like a Primarina.
I guess you're not wrong. Yeah. I guess you're not wrong. That's like one part mermaid, one part like Pogo from 101 Dalmatians.
I'm just now seeing the last few, and I love the dog with the Santa beard.
Right?
That's a good one.
So that was round 10. And I said that I had one in the can if we needed a tiebreaker. And gentlemen, it is a three-way tie.
What?
No.
At 4 points each. Wow. Cinder Ace pulled Alex and Dallas up from 3 points to four.
That's
making
right, Mr.
it
McKinney.
A three-way tie. So
that's
the tiebreaker. Tiebreaker round tiebreaker time.
Can Cody explain that one? I'd just like to take a minute.
It's like an involuntary tick, honestly.
That's what she said.
Oh man.
Hey, William, can you explain that one?
Yeah. Is there a cream that we
or an eye drop that we can use?
I have an eye drop for that.
I love that William and I were on the same page as the eye chat, though. It's beautiful. This is beautiful. Keep going, William. I'm having so... This is great.
Okay. Are you ready for the tiebreaker? Round 11 for the win, the tiebreaking round. Campath, or Campath, depending on how you want to pronounce it.
Drug you take while camping.
Repatha, Espathra, or Pathasil? Is it Campath, Repatha, Espathra, or Pathasil?
I feel like I'm going to put this answer in.
This is what you get when an entire country just has nothing better to do with their time. And that's
well,
Cody, right
there. If you get bombed twice, you kind of have to rebuild.
I thought we were talking about all the drugs. Because... For all
too.
One Pokemon, there's been three different drugs each time.
Two out of the three have locked in their answer. Cody, I am just waiting on you. Okay. Cody and Dallas have submitted the same answer.
Oh,
Alex
no.
has submitted a different answer. So I will go with the two that were not picked first. Pathosil is the brand name of dicloxacillin, which is a penicillin derivative that is used for bacterial infections. Repatha is an injectable cholesterol medication.
Oh, no.
Campath, Cody and Dallas both picked, is a monoclonal antibody used to treat chronic lymphocytic leukemia.
Shut up!
Espathra is a psychic type Pokemon introduced in Generation 9.
No way!
I was going
to wait. The person least knowledgeable about medicine and least knowledgeable about Pokemon and the person least knowledgeable about Star Wars and sports are the two people who have won our games. Yeah!
I was going to pick the Espatha, but then I was like, that sounds like an estrogen drug.
All I could hear in my head was, I'm a slippery snake. Like,
Espathra.
Yes, that's what I was hearing in my head. And I was like, yeah, it's probably like
I'm a snake.
Congratulations, Alex.
Congratulations, Alex.
I'd like to thank my parents for not letting me play Pokemon and not letting me get into drugs. You all have kept me on the straight and narrow. I'd like to thank God. I'd like to thank my manager, Allie. I'd like to thank my wife, also Allie. Oh, wait, is that a giant sheep's hook coming off the stage and a barbershop quartet? Oh, no.
Well, that has been the first, probably last edition of Where's That Pokemon?
I loved it, and I genuinely hope for a revival of this many moons from now. After many evolutions.
Many evolutions.
I don't know. Is that the right terminology? Did I do a Pokemon right? Did I do it?
Evolution is the appropriate term.
Yes.
And then Digivolution is what you do in Digimon.
Yeah. What do you do in Yu-Gi-On? Yu-Gi-Oh.
More drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, gents, thank you for humoring me on my medical
absolutely
acid trip.
Acid, I know that one. I know that one. Acid is a drug.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question for you. Did you play with your daughter the day you came up with these questions? At all?
Did I play?
Because last time you were working on stuff like that, you said, Ginny, Daddy won't play with me. Daddy's been on the computer.
yes, we did have some interaction, and she did not.
Daddy's
did not,
watching
did not,
Pokemon with you for studying for tonight's game.
For research. No, she did not preemptively call Child Protective Services on her own behalf. So we were fine. She was not neglected today. But
this was a blast. I loved
that.
Was,
oh, yeah.
Was and if you're listening and you played along with us at home, let us know how you did.
Hopefully better than the guy who didn't play Pokemon. Hopefully better right. than me.
And let us know which drugs in Pokemon you've caught.
And remember, don't mix Primarina with the other ones or it'll be a bad time.
That rash won't go away.
That's no sunstone.
Well, if you like what you've heard today, consider supporting us on Patreon. We have recently revamped our tiers over there that are going to include some swag packs. Is that a Pokemon or is that a drug? Swag packs.
Yes.
Follow us on social media. Come hang out in the pub, our digital Facebook pub group. A lot of fun stuff happening over there. But with that, I'm going to head out of here. I'm William.
I'm Dallas.
I'm Carvana.
And I am the boy who did not know a thing about Pokemon, but still beat all of you. I am the head trainer. Snake. I am the best trainer. Is that a Pokemon thing? A trainer? That's right, right?
Slippery little snack.
I'm a slippery snack. It's just so slippery.
And we're blasting off again.
Slippery snack. We'll see you guys next week.
If you put your Horcrux in like a glass of milk and somebody drank it, does that destroy it or just disperse it?
Oh, it's got to disperse it. What do you do then? Or does that make your Horcrux like a singular molecule of milk? Because that's even worse. What if the real Horcrux was the enemies we made along the way? I was proud of that one. Thank you.